Welcome back, West Liberty. You are listening to WGLZ, where we are passionately vocal, and that was music by Ed Sheeran. So my name is Heather, and it is homecoming week here on the Hilltop. So for my hour, I will have two interviews coming in today talking about their campaigns, supporting their run for homecoming candidate. Let's get back to the music. Here's Meghan Trainor on the Hilltop's hit music station, WGLZ. Welcome back, West Liberty. You are listening to WGLZ, where we are passionately vocal. So according to Feeding America, in 2017, 40 million people struggled with hunger, and 30 million of those people were children. And National Food Day isn't so much about food, but it's supposed to bring awareness to the lack of food that are affecting these people, specifically where we live, you know, where we're around, the places that we can actually impact by doing local goods that can help the overall effect. Welcome back, West Liberty. You are listening to 91.5 WGLZ, and that was On the Road Again by Willie Nelson. And that was a number one hit by Willie Nelson. And he received a Grammy in 1980s for that song. Hello, West Liberty. You are listening to WGLZ, where we are passionately vocal, and my name is Heather. I'm here for my show, and today I have a special guest to interview. I'll be talking to President Griner. So whenever you came in to West Lib, there were some issues that you had to face, like the technology, you said?
Yes.
You had to invest some money to fix some structure there. Well, that's a great start. There was some other issues with the budget deficit and enrollment being down, and I know now that enrollment has definitely improved. It has risen, so there's proof that, you know, changes were made. But how did you go about that? So in time looking forward, is there anything that you can think of at the moment that you are still wanting to work towards that you might be able to accomplish before your time's out? This is Heather, and it's time for the WGLZ Weather Watch. Today it's sunny with a high of 69 degrees, and tonight we'll continue with the clear skies and it'll drop down to a low of 46. And tomorrow we'll be back with the sunny skies and a slightly warmer high of 71 degrees. Your current Hilltop temperature is 66 degrees, so let's get back to the music. Here's the Chainsmokers and Coldplay. The USD also reported an estimated 15 million households were food insecure, so National Food Day is really just about bringing awareness to these issues that are here in the United States around us, where we can actually help and make an impact. Hello, West Liberty, and good afternoon. You are listening to 91.5 FM WGLZ, and my name is Heather. I'll be here for the next hour, and I'll be discussing National Name Your Car Day. Now, I personally don't have a name for my car, but I'm going to be working on that through this hour, and I'm going to narrow it down, and by the end, hopefully, I will have named my car. If you're just now joining us, I am in the middle of my hour show about National Name Your Car Day. And I am in the process of naming my own car. And Mercy just happens to be one of my favorite characters in a game called Overwatch that I do frequently play. So my eyes kind of deceived me a little bit, and I feel like I found the name for my car before I even planned on doing it. So, right now, I think I'm going to name my car Mercy. And my car is a Dodge Journey, so she's a little bigger. She's gray. But I think Mercy fits her perfectly. So if you don't have your car name, maybe you should start thinking about it. It's a perfect day to name your car on National Name Your Car Day. Hello, West Liberty. You are listening to WGLZ, the Hilltop's hit music station, and that was Take On Me. It's Heather, and I'm back. And currently, until 2 o'clock in the Student Union on campus, there is the West Liberty University's Tag Day to thank the donors for the foundation for all of the things that they have done for everybody on campus. So if you can get over to the union for a chance to sign up and register for a $500 scholarship, that ends at 2 o'clock.